Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special post-Thanksgiving edition of Matt Chat. This is Wednesday. This is Sunday night. It is 11 o'clock on the East Coast. I am your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I am joined by NWF Hall of Famer and ring announcer, Miss Callie, who will be joining us in just a second.
Good evening, Ace.
Miss Callie, I hope your Thanksgiving was as wonderful as mine was.
I'll tell you now, mine couldn't have been better if I was twins, and we all know how scary we thought that is.
Absolutely. But, you know, I think our guest tonight had a better Thanksgiving than both of us put together.
Oh, absolutely he did, because let me tell you, I actually spent my Thanksgiving at NWF Stuffed, and what a night. We saw the crowning of a brand new Northern Wrestling Federation Unified Champion. And it is our special guest this evening, none other than the King of the Jungle, King Kimba.
King Kimba is here in the jungle. Yes, sir.
Kimbo, welcome to Matt Chat.
What's up, y'all? What's up?
Kimbo, we brought you on because we want to discuss a little bit of NWF stuff. We want to discuss your huge, huge victory. Because that, to me, because I actually was there live, had to be one of the most electrifying moments of the night, if not the most electrifying moment of the night.
It was the most electrifying match of the night. I just, before the match, I had jitters. I was shaking. Like, this was the most challenging, hardest match I've ever been in. And once I came from behind those curtains, you know, everything just went away. I stayed focused, and I came out on top. Hard work. That's what it takes.
Thank you. Exactly. And we will get right on ahead.
You know, the new unified champion, Kim.
We'll get to the details and all the excitement that occurred in your match in December, but I want to discuss some of the other matches that occurred that night because, as always, it was an exciting night of Northern Wrestling Federation, and for the first time at Bone Crushers, we had the stars of the main roster and the future stars under one roof on one show in the same evening. And what a night. I mean,
yeah.
We started off.
It was great.
We had, exactly. We started off, we had Pompano Joe, whom he claims he's everybody's homie, but I'm kind of thinking he might be a few fries short of a Happy Meal on that, because don't quite think too many people think a whole lot of Pompano Joe. Taking on Alex Hayden.
Yeah, he's a sloppy Joe. He's a sloppy bastard, you know. I mean, he got some good ring technique. You know, he came out on top. But don't nobody like, he's not my homie. He's not nobody else's homie. All the fans, they love Kimba. Nobody loves Pompano. Nobody. But, you know.
Oh, exactly.
Came out on top.
He did come out on top. I mean, he does seem to find a way to sneak in those victories. Somebody there someday, some point, is going to beat him in that home you don't play that challenge. And I'm telling you now, I am looking forward to the day that happens. Because there have been a number of great.
Kimba, it need to be me and him. Me and him, that homie don't play that challenge, is going to be over. They need to put me in the ring with Pompano, beat Pompano, done, squash, done. That's what I'm waiting for.
You know what? You may get that chance eventually. We'll just have to wait and see. I know he had a very rough match this past Fairfield. He also had a bit of a rough time with Alex Hayden, but people are getting closer and closer, and one of these days, somebody's going to have his number. And I'm personally looking forward to the day that happens. Speaking of the stars of the main roster, we had the Swinger, Jerry Fitzgerald, taking on one of Bonecrusher's favorite wrestlers, Christopher Michael Lotus. Lotus picked up a huge victory in that match over the Swinger. Swinger's, I mean, he's got what it takes. He just, I think he got a little ahead of himself this time.
Yeah, he drinking all that liquor, whatever, coming out. I mean, you can't be doing all that. You got to come out laser focused. Can't come out drunk. And came out drunk, cost in the match. Christopher Michael Lotus comes out on top.
Definitely did get the better of him on that one. And then former future star and a man you were very familiar with, Andrew Reed.
Oh, my God.
Took on Josh Adams in a very hard-hitting match. Give us some insight. Yeah, give us your insight on Andrew Reed.
Andrew Reed. Oh, my God. I don't even know where to start. We had so many quarrels and battles. You know, like Andrew Reed, he's a star. He's a star in the making. But he's not Kimba. You see, Andrew, he gonna make it. He's going to make it in the wrestling business. He's on the main roster right now. I'm not. That's what I'm trying to work to. And I told y'all the last time I met with Andrew, once I get to that main roster, first person I'm coming for is him. But he's got talent. You can't like on him. Can't like on him. Stay on
him. Very true. He's gone, and he had – picking up a huge victory was Josh Adams, and that has to carry a lot of momentum, because going into this upcoming Saturday night when we return to the Clinton County Fairgrounds in Wilmington, Josh Adams is going one-on-one for the Northern Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship against the greatest villain of all time, Ryan Stone.
I want to say he's the greatest villain of all time. Josh, he has a lot of heart. He has a lot of heart. I'm gonna pray for him, and I wish him the best.
Exactly. Josh Adams has taken on some very big competitors lately, and Ryan Stone is probably going to be one of his, if not his biggest challenge. Because, granted, Big Cuz is a very large, very mean individual, but and nothing, taking nothing from Muldoon. Muldoon is big, he's mean, he's nasty. He's got a lot of ring experience. But I don't think either one of those individuals, I don't know that anything can really prepare you to get in there with somebody like Ryan Stone. He's done all the ins and outs of this business for so long, and that's going to be quite a tall task for Josh Adams come Saturday in Wilmington.
Yeah. I mean, just Josh, if you listening, just stay focused. Stay focused. Don't worry about Muldoon or Nate Kelly or whoever. Focus on the NWF title and Rhinestone. That's it.
Let's talk about what had to be probably one of my... Well, can't say it was my favorite, but it was definitely in the top three for my favorite moments of the night. The Hollywood Blondes, Hollywood Adam Swayze and Big Rex, taking on the team of Big Mama and Nikki Victory. Nikki Victory.
That's my girl.
PGWA's Rookie of the Year, Nikki Victory.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
Shout out to Nikki Victory, y'all. Shout out to Nikki Victory.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just phrase it. Swayze and Rex have been talking a lot of smack about those young ladies, and, you know, they did. The girls got a measure of retribution. They came out to the ring. They were ready to fight, but they came out, and I think they, I really do believe they caught Swayze and Rex a little off guard when not only did they come out to Swayze and Rex's music, they came out wearing those patented pink jackets that Rex and Swayze always seem to like to wear. And I have to admit, that was very smart on their part.
Yeah, that was a good strategy. It worked. It really did. You need strategy.
I definitely did. That definitely caught those gentlemen off guard, and I have to say, the girls had that match well in hand until we all heard it.
I heard it. Yes, I did.
That scream, that means only one thing, and that is Ella is nearby. Ella causing distraction, costing Nikki Victory and Big Mama probably what could have been the, I shouldn't even really call it an upset, because these women bust their butt. It would have been an embarrassment, I think, more to Swayze and Rex, just because their egos are so huge. I'm surprised they fit through the doorway. But what could have been a huge, huge win for those women turned out to be nothing but a gigantic upset thanks to Ella, who then attacked Big Mama in front of Nikki Victory. And as we found out, not only will we see Big Mama taking on Ella when the Future Stars return to Bone Crushers on December the 16th, but we will also see Rex as he takes on D.C. Holloway.
That's my boy, man. He the superhero of the NWF. Give it up for D.C., y'all. D.C., that's my boy, man. We go way back.
D.C. is busted on the scene. He's making quite the name for himself, and actually he made quite the showing for himself in that Elimination Survivor Series match that we had, where it was Stud, which consisted of The Shadow, Big Cuz, Icon, and Jay Donaldson taking on Team Titan, which was really quite an interesting team, I might add. You had the Star Rider, D.C. Holloway, the Titan, and probably one of the most unlikely people I would have thought would have been on that team, or any team, which was Rudy Rodriguez.
Arriba!
Exactly. Arriba. I like Rudy. Rudy's a lot of fun. He's a good guy. Don't always necessarily know what he's saying, but that's okay. The fans love him. And that's all we can ask for. He goes out, he entertains the crowd. He's got the fans backing him up 100% all the way. We saw a lot of hard-hitting action in that. Exactly. A lot of hard-hitting action in that Survivor Series match. At one point, it came down to you had the Shadow, who got Star Rider eliminated. You got to wonder, is the Shadow starting to get into the mind of the Star Rider a little bit there? He's been playing mind games for months now, and I think you really got to wonder, is he starting to really get into his head?
He's not only getting into his head, he's getting into his skin, his spirit. He just, I don't know, Star Rider. Come on, Star Rider. You got to do better.
He's got to stand tall, stay focused, and not let him get to him anymore.
Right.
At one point, it came down. Jay Donaldson thought he had that match won. Big Cuz walking out because it seemed like he didn't want to pin the Titan, so Jay Donaldson gets in his face, you know, tries to boss him around. Big Cuz walking out. It gets down to where it looks like it's just the Icon and the Titan. Icon gets eliminated. Jay Donaldson eliminates the Titan, forgetting that nobody eliminated Rudy Rodriguez. Rudy Rodriguez comes in. Jay Donaldson gets himself tripped up. Rudy gets the huge roll-up pin. Pins the stud of the NWF for the 1-2-3. And folks, if you haven't seen it, check out our Facebook page. You see the biggest turkey of them all, Jay Donaldson wearing the dreaded turkey suit. Because as it was stipulated, the captain of the losing team had to put that on. Exactly. And then what was undoubtedly probably the biggest match of the night, I know the crowd was loud. They were on fire. I mean, that's the best way I can say it. That crowd was on fire. Triple threat match for the unified title. We saw Andre Makarov, the former champion Lexus Montez, and King Kimba. That match was back and forth, back and forth. Guys were getting tossed out. I mean, the action was all over the place.
Oh,
and you came out on top.
Yes.
Scoring that huge pinfall victory on Andre Makarov.
I tapped him out. Yeah. You tapped out.
You picked up a huge victory. You made Andre Makarov tap out in the center of that ring. Lexus Montez just a few seconds late getting in there to try to break that up, to keep that match going, to try to retain that title. What was your initial reaction when the referee called for that bell? And you heard it come across those loudspeakers. The brand new Northern Wrestling Federation unified champion, King Kimba.
Lee Kelly, I was crying. I'm crying right now. Like, it was just so much emotion going on in my head. Like, I just had to release it. I had to release all of it. My family was there. Miss Callie, I don't even have words to explain. All I know is King Kimba, the king of the unified jungle, is here.
Now we saw Lexus Montez enter the ring shortly after that was announced that you had won the match. And at the next Future Star show on December the 16th, we're going to see you go one-on-one with Lexus Montez. He's invoking his rematch clause. Now, you and Lexus went back and forth. It was a fantastic, absolutely quality match just a few months ago. And you were taking Lexus Montez to the limits. Now, the biggest question is, and I have no doubt about this, but big question is, can you do it a second time? Can you do it to retain that unified championship on December 16th?
Miss Callie, do you not know who I am? I am the absolute best. Kimba, do you know who you're talking to? The new unified champion. And I don't care if it's Andre Makarov, Lexus Montez. Kimba is at the top of the NWF food chain.
You heard it right there, folks. A very humble yet very confident, brand new unified champion, King Kimba, will be taking on Lexus Montez December the 16th, 3 p.m. That is a Sunday afternoon at Bone Crushers, and that unified title will be on the line. Kimba, I've seen you pretty much almost from the time you started till now, and I have seen growth, improvement. I've seen perseverance, and I think Lexus Montez made a good point. You won the match. You were the man on Thanksgiving night. The only thing you have left to do now is pin the shoulders of the man that actually held that title. And that is the Prince of Sport, Lexus Montez. I mean, he, like you said, you remind him a lot of him, and I can really see that in some ways. You have that fight, that spirit, that drive. So, those are a lot of admirable qualities. Those are qualities that will take you far in this business. So let's just see how the cards play out come December the 16th. Like I said, I have no doubt because I saw the original match. I saw the way you pushed him. I saw the way he pushed you. I have no doubt you can walk out still unified champion. To me, that was going to boil down to the chess game of the year.
Oh yeah.
That comes down to who makes the mistake.
Not me.
And hopefully we won't see that nasty little Russian anywhere that night.
Oh my God, don't even bring Andre Macaroni up, please. Vodka,
like I said,
vodka drinking, slimy smelling. Oh my God.
Exactly. But it will be on December the 16th, you're going to see some great action. You're going to see Big Rex as he goes one-on-one with DC, with your boy, DC Holloway.
My boy, DC is coming out on top. You ever seen a superhero movie? The hero always wins, and DC will win. End of discussion.
I have no doubt that he could knock Rex's lights out, and I hope he does.
Yes, he will.
Because Rex has been causing a lot of problems and wreaking a lot of havoc. So it'll be about time somebody puts him in his place, and I think DC is just the man to do that job.
Oh, he is.
We've got the very bizarre, very creepy individual known as Ella, which is Elizabeth's, I guess, alter personality. I really do hope she gets the help she needs, because that's just, that's creepy. The doll and all that.
I had a nightmare about her like a week ago, and I was scared.
Exactly. She's going to take on Big Mama, and let's see if Big Mama has better luck than God love her. But I really hope she has better luck than Nikki Victory had with Ella, because Ella's on a whole other level from everything else that I think any of us have ever seen. She's unpredictable. She's slightly unorthodox, but very methodical. She's creepy. That's the only thing I can say about her. She is creepy.
Creepy.
I want her to stay away from me.
Right. She's following me in my dreams. I'm scared to go to sleep tonight. Like, I know I yell and scream, but when she screams, I get scared. Like, really. Like,
exactly.
Wow.
It sends chills down people's spines. It gives you goosebumps. It is like, oh my God, what the heck is that?
For real. I'll be hiding under the bed.
See, you and I know exactly where you're coming from with that, because, yes.
You hiding under the bed?
And then, dude, I want to hide in any space I can find when I hear that scream. Like, what the hell is that? Like, give me my little safe box. Be like, hiding under the bed, hiding in the closet, hide somewhere, because I want her as far from me as humanly possible. Like, she really freaked me out. And I can't say that about a whole lot of people. She freaks me out.
Oh, you ain't the only one. Yeah, you're not. You're not alone. You're not alone, Miss Kelly.
I'm glad to know that I'm in really good company, though.
Oh, yeah, Kimba can keep you company. I'll protect you for a little bit. If she keeps screaming, I'm going to have to run, Miss Kelly. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you what. I'll have your back if you have mine. Deal?
Okay. Deal.
Cool.
Go, Buster!
Exactly. And then, what should be the marquee match of the evening, if not of the future stars, former champion Lexus Montez going one-on-one with the brand new, and I do mean brand new, unified champion, the king of the jungle, King Kimba.
King Kimba. Yeah, that's me. And I'm coming out on top.
Folks, if you have not seen the Future Stars in action, be sure you join us on Sunday afternoon, December the 16th, 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place. Doors will open at 2. Bell time is 3 p.m. Come out, support the Future Stars. Season new Unified Champion in action for his first title defense against former champion Lexus Montez. Bound to be one of the best matches, if not the best match on the card that night. Come out, support the Future Stars, support independent wrestling, and be sure you join us this upcoming Saturday night, December the 1st, as we return to the Clinton County Fairgrounds in Wilmington, Ohio.
Ohio.
Ohio. King Kimba, it was a huge honor and pleasure to have you join us on Match Chat this evening. I'm hoping to have you on here a lot more. I'm hoping to see great things from you this year. Because, you know, all roads eventually, at some point, even for the Future Stars, as we saw this past year, all roads lead to FanFest.
So the question is, are we
going to see King Kimba compete in the Future Stars, or are we going to see him compete with the main roster? Folks, come out and check him out.
Come check the Superstars your boy Kimba out.
Exactly. Check out the King of the Jungle, the Unified Champion, King Kimba. Check out the Future Stars, December the 16th. The Stars of the Northern Wrestling Federation will be in action on Saturday, December the 1st, at the Clinton County Fairgrounds in Wilmington. Get your tickets at For the Love of Ink Tattoo and Body Piercing on Main Street. That's in Wilmington, Ohio. Special 7:30 p.m. bell time. King Kimba, I hope I will see you in Wilmington.
Oh, yeah, you will. You're going to see me in Wilmington. I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but you're going to see me for sure.
It was a pleasure having you on tonight. Thank you for joining us. Catch King Kimba live in action on December the 16th. And you never know who's going to show up at any Northern Wrestling Federation event. So be sure you join us at all live events. Check out our Facebook page at Northern Wrestling Federation Army. Our website is www.nwfwrestling.com. And the hotline is 513-5704-NWF. King Kimba, I hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I hope you've had a fantastic week. And I look forward to seeing you in action on December the 16th.
Oh, I look forward to it too, Miss Callie. And I'm going to leave with a Kimba signature roar.
Ah!
Okay, bye, Miss Callie.
A's Diamond.
that's our show for tonight, everybody. Have a good night. King Kimba, have a great one.